Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Al Gettle. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearden covering, for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Berardino moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Berardino scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreaux moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierrett. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Boudreaux scores. Gordon scores. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berardino moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-1 in the game. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Robinson and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Robinson and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Hegan strikes out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-2 in the game. Bearden hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a line drive towards short. Boudreaux reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Berardino strikes out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Boudreaux moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-0, Indians. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-3 in the game. Bearden hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierra. Bearden reaches second base with a double. Judnick goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 12-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bearden scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-0, Indians. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing shortstop. Bob Kennedy now playing first base. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Jack Walesa pinch hits for Glenn Mulder. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 13-1, Indians. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orville Grove now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gordon moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. Two outs. It's 14-1, Indians. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.